BET says it is important for the government to honor its undertaking to pay the school fees as part of the war veterans' benefits.
Treasury disbursed an amount of $6.2 million towards school fees for the third term. This is in line with the undertaking made in 2011 that funding for school fees for war veteran children will be disbursed at least 7 days before the commencement of a given term. So we've done this and we'll continue to do this, but I can assure you that will not stop visits to the Ministry of Finance.
Some war veterans said the funds are not yet reflecting in their bank accounts as schools are set to open tomorrow. But Andy Mhlanga, former Secretary General of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, said funds are disbursed to the ministry responsible for war veterans. Mhlanga said this is done to verify the school fee invoices before the money is deposited into individual accounts. He, however, said the disbursement is late and will inconvenience a lot of school children. The money set aside by the government for paying school fees for war veterans is more than the $5 million the Ministry of Education's 8-month budget from January to August this year. The government stopped paying fees for war veterans' children at the peak of the country's economic crisis and resumed the scheme soon after the formation of the unity government in 2009. In another development, Minister Biti said Treasury has disbursed $3 million to the Ministry of Agriculture for drought mitigation in the country's dry regions. He said the money will be used for providing food and water to livestock in the affected areas.
The $3 million US dollars was going to be used towards the construction of boroughs, the purchase of grass and bale, and of course the movement of cattle from the dry areas into the more performing areas.
BET said the Zimbabwe economy is underperforming to the extent that government is failing to finance key projects. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.